Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's my pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience far and wide of Republic Broadcasting. And so again today, we begin to share some information, interesting guests, and I don't know what's happening in your hometown, but it's raining, very much raining in mine. Today, of course, is the day of tea parties across the nation. It is also a day to remember that we indeed are a nation at war. The military deaths in Iraq come to 4,273. Sergeant Raul Moncada, 29, out of Madera, California, died on April 13th. On 4 and 1309, we notice that the Department of Defense identifies Army casualty SPC Michael Anana, 23, of Crestville, Florida. He died April 12th in Bajai, I guess you'd say it, B-A-Y-J-I, Iraq, when an improvised explosive device detonated near his vehicle. He was assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 27th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team. How often and how easy it is to forget the military at work far from here. Today's guest is a former Lieutenant Colonel Jay Koppelman. He's also an author. He has written two books, From Baghdad to America and something about with Lava the Dog, the first one that was this bestseller, and I'll have him give you the title of that. Today he's involved in something quite different but than military as a daily practice and a daily commitment, but something far greater, the wounded and the returning veteran. It's my pleasure to introduce Jay Koppelman. Good afternoon.
Hi, Barbara Jean. How are you?
I'm just fine. And I would like to pick up a little bit on the wonderful books that you wrote and where they are now, From Baghdad with Love and then From Baghdad to America. Let the listeners know about them. And then, if you would, your current website and your current activity. And we salute the military today on this hour.
Thanks, Barbara Jean. Yeah, the first book I wrote is called From Baghdad with Love. As you mentioned, it is a memoir, for those who aren't familiar, of my last tour in Iraq and how during the Battle of Fallujah we came across and rescued a five-week-old dog and ultimately brought him back to the United States. The follow-up is From Baghdad to America, which tells more the story of assimilation and life after combat, but it's really written for other veterans and their families to understand what they go through and some of the issues that they will face upon their return to America after their combat tours.
Well, you know, it isn't all yellow ribbons, is it? The return back to a society, all of the trauma or the activity of war, it takes some assimilating, doesn't it, to put it lightly?
Quite a bit, yeah. It's not always easy for people, especially younger people who haven't had some of the experiences, the life experiences, that those of us who are a little older have had. And it can be a difficult process, not just the assimilation, but then moving on into work and careers and dealing with your family.
We're going to go to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jay Koppelman, and he'll bring you up to date on his new project in helping those military to return to a good life.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, Jay Koppelman. He is a best-selling author, ladies and gentlemen. He brought emotion. He brought a dog. He brought also now help to wounded and veterans who are trying to come back and be part of this experience here in America. In the book that I have in front of me, he talks about the Veterans Administration establishing a national center for post-traumatic stress disorder. But he also suggests that there has to be sort of an understanding coming right front and center that it's all right if you might have a problem and you need to seek help for that. I would like to also let the listeners know that we will go into this with greater detail, but we now have a call from Quincy, Pennsylvania, and a Tea Party update. So we'll say, Quince, come on, tell us your story and be brief. We're happy to hear from you, as today in America, there are tea parties. And then we'll return to Jay, okay? So, Quince, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to report in and let you know, according to the manager of the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg, and I was there myself, there was about 2,500 people in attendance in the pouring down rain.
Very impressive. And the main contention is the concern over the money and the bailout. Is that what you're getting or gleaning from these people and their business of being there?
Board. There was a lot of activists there. There was Campaign for Liberty representatives, myself, a lot of people that were trying to help educate the people that showed up there. We were passing out DVDs of Freedom to Fascism and Zeitgeist Part 2 and 3, and people were gobbling it up. They just wanted the information. I think a lot of these people are newbies that are just starting to catch on. So I just wanted to report in, let you know that, and I didn't want to interrupt your show, but...
Well, thank you. We've got a very important show today. We have a gentleman on, a veteran, someone who's fighting for the veterans who come home wounded. Freedom is Not Free is the website. So, Quince, check that one out. And thank you so much for your participation. Back to Jay Koppelman, author, veteran, and you're making life better for others. So, Jay, tell us about your website and your approach now for veterans returning.
We are trying to do our part, as small as it might be or as big as it might be. It's still a terribly important and unfortunately necessary cause for which I work and champion veterans' issues. What we do here at Freedom Is Not Free, and as the name implies, that's all too true, is aid wounded troops, their families, and the families of the fatally wounded, either with direct financial assistance or through quality of life enhancements. And we work with these veterans and their families when they find themselves facing extreme financial hardship. People don't know, or most people don't know, and would have no reason to know, that all too often when a veteran comes home from war and is disabled, his wife or her husband becomes the primary caregiver. So they've lost the full active duty pay. Yeah, they get the disability, but that's not very much. And then they end up losing that spouse's pay that may have gone toward helping with household expenses and helping to pay a mortgage and car payments and insurance. And now they're stuck without any real income because the veteran requires 24/7 care and assistance. Yeah, the government does have caregivers, but they don't always do the job that the spouse would like to see done. And so these spouses are not recognized as official caregivers. They haven't necessarily been through the training to be a therapist or an in-home caregiver, but they'll be damned if they're going to let their loved one go unattended. And so they fall into financial hardship. The government doesn't have a way to step in and help them, and so we do. And we do it through contributions from everyday Americans who donate a portion of their hard-earned money to us and to our programs.
Well, congratulations. Could you tell me how long you've been in this program? Because when we last spoke a few years ago, I mean, time goes so fast, I can't recall just when it was. We talked mainly about your book and your books trying to help, and you got into the issue, I think, in your second book about the dilemmas that you were finding, and certainly some that you had experienced yourself, that you understood what these people might be going to. And could it be true that then this particular activity, your foundation, has come about since we last spoke?
Actually, Barbara Jean, when we spoke last summer, it was after my second book had come out. I think we spoke in early September.
Uh-huh.
And I was just getting ready to come on board here. This organization has been in existence for 3.5 years. It was founded by a San Diego businessman and a friend and business acquaintance of his who is a Vietnam veteran, combat wounded. And they decided that people had kind of gone back to their, to their quote-unquote mundane lives and had forgotten about what was really happening overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that was in large part due to the press not advertising as much what was happening overseas. But still, even in 2005, or especially in 2005, there were young men and women every day being wounded and killed on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, and our founders felt it was important to do something for these people. You know, the name Freedom Is Not Free goes toward the understanding that the greatest burden is shouldered by a few in our country.
Well, and let's just talk about, and you could maybe help me, having not been a warrior myself, though maybe some would call me a warrior on information. I would claim that to a degree. I am humbled. I truly am humbled by the idea of service, military service, far and wide across the spectrum by those who do serve. And, you know, I was just thinking today when, because of your books and our encounter, I had turned my mind again to consider that we are indeed at war on two fronts and potential wars, so, you know, Pakistan or Iran and all of that being talked about as we speak. And I was startled to think that in terms of Iraq, that there were many wars that and numbers that are still continuing. I understand that since 2009, we have already had people still being killed. And in Afghanistan in 2009, we've had 47 families across this nation that would have lost a loved one. And not to diminish other categories of other countries serving in Afghanistan, in 2009, there have been 38 casualties. 2008 in Afghanistan, I have a number for the United States of 155, and for those other countries and their service people, 139. So a total in the United States in Afghanistan indicated through research, 2001 until now, 677. Now, those are casualties. It doesn't list those that are wounded that may have lost their arm or their sight or a broken limb or other serious injury. And it is for those that you say life needs to be augmented. Also, before I give the mic back, I have watched the work of Phil Donahue, and maybe you have seen that as well. And he takes the person who's watching his video through the trauma of a daily experience of a young, wounded, incapacitated veteran and his family. Something that we hope to have talked about again on this show with Mr. Donahue. But it is so touching. And, you know, remember when there was all that problem with the Fahrenheit 9/11 by the, you know, interesting personality, and I'll think his name in a minute. Maybe you can get it for me as you think about it. But in Fahrenheit 9/11, Roger Moore, controversial, funny, American, there were people who thought they couldn't go look at that. And my response would be, go view that, if for nothing else, the trip through the hospitals and the wounded veterans. Back to you.
Right. No, it's very, very important that we recognize not only the fallen, but the wounded. And I will tell you, Barbara Jean, that since 2001, 33,971 American troops have been wounded in action in the war on terror, both in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, which encompasses the war in Afghanistan, but also addresses casualties in anywhere in the Arabian Sea, Bahrain, the Gulf of Aden, the Red Sea, Saudi Arabia, UAE, anywhere within the region is really OEF. So, yeah, we cannot forget all of the wounded, and that's what we have endeavored to do here in at Freedom Is Not Free. And you can read about everything we do and our successes, of course, at freedomisnotfree.com.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of new people clicking on your new site. We'll be right back in just a moment. We'll go to break. You're listening to Jay Koppelman.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt?
Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a great day in America. We have to be so positive and strong, and we have to honor the things that we should and be a little bit emotional, about things that we should. And herein is a great task for rehabilitation from military service. I admit I have not been there. I give honor and appreciate. I had a window recently, Jay, wherein a veteran of World War II, a family member, was seated with a family member, and they were going to reconstruct the service of World War II as it was still fresh in his mind, one with a pencil and paper, the other with memory. And they started to recite military experience of long ago. And when the veteran got to his interaction with this guy from Brooklyn or another one from Chicago, and with their characteristics of wit and encouragement to the group, and then the description of those that did not make it back, let me tell you, even if you had just walked into the room, your eyes cannot stay clear because the emotion is such an impact. Now, dear soldiers and military folk returning now don't seem to get the piece in the press that is needed. or the appreciation of the covered caskets, or the idea that we're actually at war. So with that backdrop, I say again, here is a veteran, a lieutenant colonel, who through his writings showed appreciation for a small dog in the middle of Fallujah. And I think the dog has been your companion ever since, has he not?
He has. The dog is still with us. He is my family's pet, one of our pets. We have a few. And I think that he was more representative of a greater hope for the Iraqi people, at least to the Marines who found him, than he was just as a pet. I mean, I hate to try to create any kind of over-glorified symbolism for him, but that's really what he was, I think. And that's why it was so important to the Marines that they do rescue him. Barbara Jean, I would like to correct myself on one thing. I mentioned that Operation Enduring Freedom is everything outside of Iraq, really, in this war on terror, and it is. And it really includes all of the area in and around Afghanistan, Pakistan, areas, parts of the Horn of Africa, Turkey, some of those areas, and even the Philippines. So I stand corrected on my own. But getting back to the dog, yeah, you know, he was a symbol of things for those Marines. And I would say that it's true that veterans don't get enough recognition in the press, not that we're looking for any. I mean, it's our job. People shouldn't be recognized for doing their job. But there are more and more books, movies, documentaries coming out about veterans. There's the wonderful documentary on HBO called Taking Chance that everybody should see with Kevin Bacon. I am myself on the Military Advisory Committee for the GI Film Festival in Washington, D.C. next month, at the 13th through the 17th. And so I'll be in attendance there. And that is the only film festival in the nation or the world, for that matter, that honors the GI, that honors troops and soldiers. So it's an honor to be involved with something like that.
Could you please repeat that so people get that idea again? Sometimes it goes so fast. You're speaking of a film festival. Could you give us the dates and a little bit about how it came about?
Right. It's in Washington, D.C., May 13th through the 17th this year. And it's hosted by Robert Duvall and Gary Sinise. The film festival is dedicated to the American soldier, to American troops. And it's an important film festival. It's only the third year of it, but people can go online and check out gifilmfestival.com for more information.
Very good.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be there. I am, as I mentioned earlier, as you mentioned, the executive director of Freedom Is Not Free, and part of what I'm doing here, it is getting involved in other activities like the GI Film Festival so that I can bring greater awareness not only to what we do, but to the cause and the need to assist some of these wounded veterans and their families. It's really an unfortunate situation. Some of the other things that we do here at Freedom Is Not Free is to assist non-conforming relatives, so somebody's fiance or grandparent, somebody who wouldn't necessarily qualify for the benefits from the government because they're not a spouse or a child of a veteran.
We'll go to break and be right back. Very interesting. I'd like to hear more about what you do for them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Returning to America at war since 2001, Afghanistan, and then later into Iraq, veterans of all kinds and all services involved for these wars. For we are 2009, now almost 8 years. I'm reading from the book, Baghdad to America. I recommend it if you are a pet lover, certainly. But if you are a lover and like insights into humanity, you might check out the two books by today's author. The transition from military to civilian life is a difficult one at best. Compound that with having made the military your life for all your adult years. The Marine Corps is the family you've been around the most. And relationships weren't always exactly healthy. Then throw in some combat, and what do you have? You've got a bunch of guys and gals who need to figure it out all over again as they come home. So you're trying to help them, the wounded, and then also extended family. Tell us how that works.
Well, it starts really at home, I think, Barbara Jean. You know, you can't help those who don't want to help themselves, as the saying goes. And it starts with an understanding family, people who can be patient and loving without getting upset at the veteran for not opening up. But the veteran also has to be able to understand that he or she has some issues and maybe needs to seek some help for those issues. Without that, there's no way that any kind of healing can begin.
And I guess maybe a long time or some do not think they need the assist, or they think that's a lesser approach. Would there be that kind of a feeling or a problem out there that restrains them from getting maybe the help they need?
Well, of course. You know, look, in the case of Marines, you know, we don't need help from anybody. We solve other people's problems. We don't get help. And that's great. That's a nice thing to be able to say, but in reality, you have to be more introspective. Otherwise, once you do leave the military and that family that you've come to lean on, you have nothing. There's no one there. That you may not be around people who have had a similar experience and can understand. This is especially true with our soldiers in the National Guard. You know, they come together for a short time, they train, they go to Iraq or Afghanistan, they come home, and then they go their separate ways. And that tightly knit camaraderie, the group upon which they've come to rely for their support, is now gone. That support system has been pulled out from under them, and they don't know where to turn or what to do. And that's when folks get into real trouble.
And feeling alone or disconnected. When we were going to go to break, you were enlightening me because, you know, people don't think in the terms sometimes for a particular issue, and you envision maybe the wounded soldier with his leg all wrapped up and in a military hospital in a bed, and then maybe your understanding of the whole issue kind of stops right there. And then, of course, that wounded soldier has to be rehabilitated with a walker or a crutch or therapy for his leg for many, many months. And also the family you have brought up has to work through financial concerns with loss of income. But from your organization's perspective, how does it work? Do you have a list and you contact, or do they contact you? How can they get their needs met through your organization?
Right. People will contact us at freedomisnotfree.com and submit an application, a request for assistance. And as I was saying, and you so correctly noted, it's not like you see in the movies when somebody is wounded. A gunshot wound isn't just something you patch up necessarily and send the guy back into combat. Sometimes it might be, but in most instances it's not. A high-velocity projectile from a combat weapon causes tremendous damage to a person, to muscle, to bone, to internal organs, and oftentimes there's infection and gangrene. And so the recovery process is long. These folks need somebody there with them, a loved one who wants to be there. Sometimes that is a grandparent if this person doesn't have parents, or it's a fiance rather than a wife. The military doesn't recognize people who fall into those categories as being an immediate relative, and so they don't cover their expenses, but we do. They'll say that they don't have the money to fly to see that loved one. We'll get them a plane ticket. They don't have the money to stay there for 2 weeks at a time. We'll pick up the hotel bill or pay the food, their meal expenses while they're visiting. That's the kind of thing that we do here at Freedom Is Not Free. We also do quality of life enhancements. In August, I'll be running a surf camp for 100 children of wounded and fallen heroes. It's free to these children to come to the surf camp. And my goal this year is to be able to give them each their own surfboard when they leave the camp so that they have fond memories of their experience. And it's something that they'll continue to do because surfing is a sport. It's a way of life. it's a way for these kids to get away from the memory of their loss, or from seeing their parent in pain every day. We have provided beach cottages at Camp Pendleton for disabled veterans and their families to enjoy. Again, they can get away from the everyday reminders of their situation and enjoy a few days or a week at the beach in a home that is already ADA compliant. These are the kinds of things that we do and that we feel are so important and necessary to helping our veterans and our nation's heroes, not only the veterans but their families, move forward and enjoy a better life.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like a wonderful, absolutely wonderful and needed foundation for the survival and continued lives of these wonderful people who have served. As you talked about the wounds, a lot of us are aware of these terrible weapons that were constructed, and there's a name for them. And what are they called?
IEDs,
yes, and the severe destruction of humanity that's been accomplished in this war. I mean, we just don't even think about it on a daily basis, and we don't go to the veterans' hospitals and take the view that Roger Moore took to us and brought to us in his film, Fahrenheit 9/11, which was controversial. But by the same token, when you're having this GI festival, is this the kind of documentary that's being prepared for America through this festival so we can be better, informed and see with our own eyes what's happening? Not that we want to just always be negative. There has to be the positive that I think you're establishing. But it is also true that if you do not see some of the maiming that goes on for those that survival the wounds, then you don't have any comprehension.
Right. Yeah, the film festival has, I can't tell you off the top of my head. It's got almost 20 films that they'll be screening this year. And they range from, 7 or 10 minute short documentaries to feature film-length films. In fact, they're going to screen Valkyrie, the Tom Cruise movie, there this year. But most of these are new movies that are produced and directed by up-and-coming filmmakers or well-known documentary filmmakers. They are anything from a documentary with 8 World War II artists / veterans who recount their service experience to documentaries about some of the first group of women soldiers in U.S. history sent into direct ground combat in violation of official policy. There are movies that compare Vietnam and Iraq. It's too many for me to really go into right here, but it covers, the films cover a whole slew of issues and stories from combat. There's one film called Warriors, which I've seen before, that talks about, it's interviews of different veterans from different eras and just what it means to be a warrior. So.
And you just sort of had the contacts, was that right, that they contacted you or you contacted them to become more involved with Freedom Is Not Free? Was it after you had written your books that this became an interest, or were you, I thought you were so helpful in From Baghdad to America to encourage veterans who were struggling to come on board with your story that you shared, and was that a catalyst to get where you are today?
No, I guess that just having my books out there and being somebody with some experience, certainly at a somewhat senior level, and who is asked to speak at different conferences and for different organizations, that it seemed like a good choice, especially with what I'm doing now at Freedom Is Not Free, for them to include me on their military advisory committee. So it's not because I'm putting a movie together or anything like that. It's just based on my experiences.
Well, you know, I remember reading, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like you created for me in the story of Fallujah the fact that, yes, there were senior military officers, and then there were the younger groups in the military and in the Marines, and that the officer felt a responsibility, of course, for the younger folks there and tried to encourage them. And then the issue of the dog, I guess there's general orders that you don't have pets, and that makes sense as well. But then you tried to have the hardcore person in charge, and that you actually could see what they were talking about with the pet. Am I explaining anything that's familiar to you?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's exactly the right, I don't know if you're getting across exactly what you're trying to say. That yes, when I was in Iraq, we had there were many people who had animals they were taking care of, even though it was against the regulations. And in my particular case, it was initially an issue of taking care of Lava and rescuing him because I felt an obligation to the young Marines who found him and wanted him to be rescued. So, you know, obviously as an officer, you do what's best for your troops, not what's best for you. In this case, it worked out for everybody. You know, Lava was rescued. So I fulfilled my promise to these young Marines. I fulfilled a promise to Lava, and my family and I got a pet out of the deal, which is a very nice thing. But really, you know, to me, that's all old history kind of, Barbara Jean. It's something that's happened in my life, and it's been very nice, and I'm grateful for everything it's brought me. But I think,
could I interject right
sure.
here? Your window that you gave to others who read the book cannot be discounted. And I'm talking about my own perspective in not being a military person and not really having much exposure to that. And yet it could really have an emotional impact upon me just to read of the experience. I feel like I'm enriched because I have, in a way, shared some of your story. So I think that's very important. And I really believe in America today, the United States of America, from Washington, D.C. to the West Coast, I believe many people are not thinking. I don't believe they are reading. And I believe they are very self-involved. And I appreciate they need to be that way in order to survive. But I think the spectrum of, well, say, discernment or outreach toward others, maybe at this time is at a minimum as to before. Could I be wrong?
I don't know, Barbara Jean. You know, I don't know that there's a wrong or right for a lot of things. I certainly do hope that in my case I was able to open people's eyes and minds to what's going on, not only in Iraq but around the world, and that it does get people thinking about why there are rules for things and why things are done a certain way, but also why sometimes you maybe go against the rules and regulations just because it's the right thing to do.
I would have to say that your organization indicates to me a great love for humanity and of their circumstances. It must be a delight to work with the families or the associates or people involved with a veteran's recovery. A lot of this takes a long, long time, and people forget that, don't they?
No, they do, and it's fulfilling on many levels for me. You know, that I'm here because this is a passion for me, and I think that, you know, being an advocate for wounded veterans, not just physically wounded, but psychologically wounded veterans, has become a real cause. And I don't know really what else I would be doing at this point. I don't know what else I'd want to do. To me, this is really kind of a calling.
Well, incredibly. So if someone were to go to the website and freedomisnotfree.com, are there areas on the website that you would direct them to for getting involved, or do you have that happening where people can join with your group and they can contribute? Would you like to talk a little bit about that and how others could help your organization? We'll go to break and be right back. I can hear the music. And when we come back, if you'll just pick it up right there.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Jay Koppelman, that's Jay Koppelman, K-O-P-E-L-M-A-N, author, veteran, lieutenant colonel, American. Please tell your website and how people can get involved, and thank you so much for being on Born on the 4th of July.
Well, thanks for having me, Barbara Jean, and the website is freedomisnotfree.com. Go to our homepage. From there, it's easy to navigate around and find items of interest to anybody. You can read about some of the people that we've helped in the past and how we've helped them, what their injuries were, and what we did to assist them in each of their particular instances. You can read about the surf camp that we're holding in August for the 100 children of wounded and fallen heroes, as I mentioned. And you can also read about the GI Film Festival and my participation in that a little bit. So, and that, again, is May 13th through 17th. I will be in Washington, D.C., but this is all available at freedomisnotfree.com.
Very well.
And people can donate there, too, Barbara Jean.
Okay, that's a great thing to do.
We make that real easy for folks.
Okay, and we hope you get some response. In other words, also, I just wanted to mention, you brought up mental health, and you told us in your book that sometimes that doesn't show up on a returning veteran right as he's released or he's had the proper screening, etc. It can come on a delayed basis, and then maybe they don't get the help they need. Do you want to elaborate on that issue a bit before we close?
Sure, and that's a very important issue, because that's something that stays with the veteran for the rest of his or her life, the psychological injuries. And just real quickly, statistically, about 1.7 million veterans have deployed thus far to Iraq and Afghanistan since the start of the War on Terror. And among those veterans, the RAND Corporation a year ago came out with a study that said approximately 320,000 will have suffered a psychological injury, which includes traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder. There are other estimates that have that number as high as 40%. So, it's not something that we as a society should take lightly. It leads to mental health issues on many levels and can lead in a number of instances to homelessness.
Very sad. And very good information for all of us to consider. Like I say, it's almost kind of like a vacuum. I kind of open it up every once in a while, and it's an emotional trip for me. And I guess that's the way it is for many. But I believe that, in a way, the press is remiss for not helping us understand some of these dilemmas. I appreciate your information for America today. I think a lot of people will go to your website and learn how they can be participants in your effort. I wish you good luck and good health.
Well,
and
thank you.
You mentioned you had a little new son. How is that little new son?
He's great. He is the light of my life right
and
now.
And a great future we hope for him. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara Jean.
With recent internet